3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 8:31 p.m.
That is, of course, local time. If you check your clock, you will notice that it is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and what I say goes. And I think what we need to do today is go outside, because it's 65 degrees, so let's leave the studio. And go find my shoes. Where did I put my shoes? Okay, yeah, they're over here. And as I walk by my television, I can see that Joey Logano has won the, what do they call it? The Clash at Daytona. This is a preseason NASCAR race. All right, so into the garage we go. We open the garage door. And we're going outside. My interest in NASCAR has waned a little bit. And I suppose that's okay. Ooh, is it windy out here today? A little bit, but not too bad. I gotta go back here and check something out. So I'm walking into my backyard now. And yay, it's very backyardy. Lots of dead plants, just like everywhere else. Lots of mulberry trees that need to be cut down. I'm going to walk up my deck here, and we're going to see if we can talk to somebody. Oh, like, who's this over here? Hi.
What are you doing?
Oh, now you don't want to talk? You're being so yangy earlier. Yeah, I've got the back door open, so my cat is sitting here on the other side of the screen door, sitting on her bucket. But now she doesn't want to talk. Okay, bye. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, no, so now you want to talk? You going to talk for me on the radio? Oh, yeah, you're a good baby. Oh, don't claw the screen. Take your claws out of that. Boy, this screen is really getting torn up. I wonder why, because kitties like to put their claws on the screen. Yeah, that's what kitties like to do. Yeah, you're a good baby. You're such a good kitty. Yeah, okay. You keep sitting there and look for birdies. Maybe that bunny will come out here. Oh, that reminds me. Right before I woke up, I had a strange dream about, like, looking out my kitchen window into my backyard and seeing lots of rabbits and squirrels. Like 5 rabbits and a dozen squirrels. I don't think I've ever had 5 rabbits in my backyard. 3, yes. 5, I don't know. That seems like a lot of rabbits. Wow. It is really warm here. Apparently it's spring. Okay, we should go somewhere. Where do I want to go today? I don't know, but I guess we're going to find out here in about 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. In 0, here we are. I'm actually at Herrenhaven. I wasn't planning on going to Herrenhaven. I just wanted to drive by to see if anybody was going to be here. And I thought there would be tons of people here. So it was really weird. I couldn't think of any place else to go. And I was like, and so here we are. It's windy. So I'll apologize ahead of time for all of the horrible wind noise you might hear as I get out of my car. Wow, it is toasty warm again today. Like, beyond springtime. Like, it's practically summer. And which way do I want to go? I kind of want to go over there, but I find myself walking back into the normal places as usual, walking around the shed. And I don't see any action in the shed. So let's look down into the dragonfly pond, and wow, the ice is very hidden. There's still ice
but it's all covered with water and leaves and sticks, and it doesn't even look like there's water in the pond. But the ice is all melted around the edges. So that's awesome. All right, now into the forest we go. I can hear lots of birds. There's one right above me, a big old crow. Who else is sitting around, hanging around in the trees and bushes here? All right, I can't see any other birds at this time. Maybe I should take my sunglasses off. Here we go. All right, but I'm going to make a prediction on what birds we will see. We will see male and female cardinals, plus a downy woodpecker, and of course robins, which we don't count, and that little dude that just flew by, some kind of finch. There's a lot of finches here. Now all we gotta do is wait until we spot them. Well, there's lots of traffic on Maple Street today. Driving by, everybody being very busy. And I'm glad they're busy so that they don't come here and kill my buzz, ruin my outdoor expedition. It's been so warm for the last few days that it's pretty dry now. The path is nice and dry. And my sinuses are not quite dry, but that's okay. All right. As I walk along the path here, look down into the cut, see if there's anything happening down in here. No. Oh boy. Yeah, we're not going out on the ice today. We haven't been here for a while. Looks like the billabong is completely melted. All just free water. The sub pond is partially melted. I can see lots of open water, but there's some ice still. Oh, here comes the wind. Yep, sub pond, now that I've rounded the corner, is mostly melted. There's some ice in spots, but we sure can't walk on it. We can't even get to it. Water, 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 water everywhere. There's some geese back here. Four geese, and I think I see a geese. Yeah, there's a mallard. I see a male mallard, which means a female mallard. Must be close. I just can't see her. Oh, I think I do. She's hiding back there under a tree. All right, so let's head out onto the boardwalk. I hear honkers. I hear honky goozers out here. I'm looking into the hidden secret pond, and yeah, there's some ice in there, but it's all mostly water. Okay, getting closer to the main water now. And I don't see any ice anywhere. I do see a lot of water. And I see a few geese here and there. There's some geese out at the weir. There's some geese inside the loop here. Oh, there's some more geese. Goosers, goosers, goosers. All right. I see some geese way out there. I see no ice anywhere. The sun is directly in my eyes. I'm going to turn around and go back into the forest for two reasons. Wait. Oh, I smell something. I smell somebody stinky. Who could it be? My nose isn't very clear right now. Now I can't smell it anymore. But yeah, we got somebody stinky out here today. Potentially a muskrat. Potentially a fox. Potentially a mink. Minks are stinky. And potentially a skunk, but it did not smell like skunk. We are talking muskrat or fox, I think. And now I can't smell it anymore. Oh, so I'm walking around. Got my slightly bluer blue shirt on today. I'm having fun wearing my blue shirts lately. Oh, somebody else has just showed up. I can see some people walking in. Or are they walking out? Yeah, looks like five kids. All right, so over the land bridge we go. There's two geese in the billabong. That's rockin' good news. I have a feeling I know who those geese are. And they're probably gonna hang out here for the rest of the year, build a nest over there, and hopefully they'll lay some eggs and have some baby goosers, which are super cute and super fun to take pictures of. Okay, now I'm rounding Turtle Bay. Looking down in there, no ice, no ice anywhere. It is all open water. Open water and pond scum. Oh, and these people who just showed up here are being louder than hell. Just what I don't need. When I can hear them and they're 50 meters away. So now, I'm wondering if we should leave. Just because loud people mean we're not gonna see Jack. No matter which blue shirt you're wearing or your blue shorts. I do not look like a goose today. I am not dressed like a Canada goose at this time. Oh, and are these people closing the distance on me? Are they gonna catch up to me? Are they gonna make it to the big blind before I do? Guess we'll find out. I'm looking around, still scanning the forest. Looking for dudes. Trying to smell dudes. I don't smell anything at this point. I can hear people behind me. They're not talking. They're now being quiet, voice-wise. But all their stompy, non-stealth movement, I can hear. And they're 30 yards back. A lot of people don't understand the concept of shut the hell up if you want to see something awesome. All right, I'm walking over the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's two geese back there, but I don't see anything else. And now I'm heading towards the big blind. I can hear a lot of goose action out here. And I'm starting to be able to see some stuff. A lot of geese out on Goose Island. Some mallards swimming around. Now I have a fairly good view of the water. Oh yes, geese everywhere. What else is new? Hip hip hooray. Into the big blind we go. Geese, geese, geese. Ducks, ducks, ducks. And yes, there's two turtles on the log. Oh no, as I stick my head out, I can see more turtles. There's four more turtles up close to the water. So, six turtles all together. Six western painted turtles. So they're having a good time out there, catching some sun. It was a little cloudy when I originally came out here. Oh, big wind. It was overcast when I left my house. But it must be pretty windy aloft if it's this windy down here. And so a lot of the clouds are blowing by and we're getting sun sticking its head out. So I'm walking up the loop path now, wondering if we'll find any dudes up here in the ravine. Da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da. Oh. Ugh. All right. I'm looking down into the ravine, and what am I looking for? I'm looking for turkeys, because I know there's turkeys around. I think they're up in the upper portion, though. There's another ravine across the street, and I know they're up there. That's where they like to hide. All right, so not much action down in the ravine. I think I'll continue up the loop here. And the people I'm trying to avoid are now in the big blind. I could sit down and wait them out. Or we could try to loop around them. Where's all my birds? Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a female cardinal. One of the birds I said we'd see. So we still got to find a male cardinal and a downy woodpecker. I'm standing at the top of the loop path, and I'm not seeing any action up here. Looking for birds, looking for dudes, looking for whatever we can find. Walking by a big old marmot den. Hope we find some marmots in that den here in a couple months. And yeah, there's even another person here. Some other guy is now walking out. Well, you know, I suspected there was going to be a lot of people here today. I just happened to be the first one to show up. So, okay. I'm just glad this part of the path isn't slippery anymore. And I can walk. Having a good time. It is a beautiful day. Hopefully I can walk this weirdness out of my back. I have that weird thing in my back. Not the bad lower back pain, but that weird pain that's right between my shoulder blades. It was bad when I woke up this morning. Starting to feel better. Just got to flex. I often mistake this feeling for, oh, I need to crack my back. You know, you get that tension in your back and you just need somebody to pop your back. That's what it feels like. But I know if I stretch and try to pop my back, I will just pull muscles and make it worse. So I'm not going to do that. What I need to have is somebody walk on my back right there. I don't know if that would actually help. Alright, so I'm kind of heading back out here. And I'm scanning the ridge, looking for any signs of dudes. Wondering if there's any Mahtis to be found today. And there's no Mahtis anywhere. Where's my Mahtis? I mean, who are we kidding? I mean, seriously. We all know that we're not going to spot any Mahtis today. But we still have to go out and look for them. Because that's what we do. We got to find the Mahtis. Also, you got to go out and look for them because eventually you will find them. And you know what just occurred to me? I was wondering, when's the earliest I've ever found a marmot in any particular year? And I don't know. I'm walking into the wall blind to see who these geese are. Oh, yay, one of the geese is up on a log. Oh, there is some ice back there. There's still some ice back there in the back end of the billabong. I wonder if this is Raina and her new mate. I don't know. Now I'm walking out of the wall blind. Dun dun dun. Walking by Turtle Bay. Looking down onto the banks of Turtle Bay. Looking for those sneaky, stinky minkies. Swimming around in their oily fur and it stays dry. Hooray. That's the craziest thing about a mink. Muskrats are the same way. You know, they secrete oil. They brush the oil through their fur and stuff, and that's how they remain waterproof. Well, minks, they're so waterproof that when they get out of the water, the water just sort of rolls off of them, and any little bits of water they still have, they just shake it off. Oh, here's three more people taking pictures of the minks. And I've seen this. I've seen minks swim in, and then they jump out onto a log, and they shake themselves, and they get instantly dry. It's hilarious. I wish I could do that for when I get out of the bathtub. It's like, oh, now it's going to take me 10 minutes to dry myself off. Or, you know, 40 minutes to dry my hair. No, I just shake myself. Brrrah, instantly dry. That would be awesome. Oh, that would be so great. But no. I have to spend 45 minutes with a 2,000 watt hair dryer. Or whatever it is. I don't think it's quite 2,000 watts. Drying my hair. 2,000 watts. My God, that's almost 3 horsepower. When was the last time you measured your hair dryer's output in horsepower? Maybe you should do the conversion, figure out how many horsepower your hair dryer is. My current hair dryer is about 2.5. I'd have to do the math to tell you exactly. And I don't feel like doing any math problems today. Today is not math problem day. Today is, I gotta find something to do day. Okay, we're about to walk out of the forest here. It occurs to me we didn't see the other birds that I said we were probably going to spot. Oh well. Wait, what's that? Nope, that's just a finch. Finchy Finchley. Should we walk up here to the bocage? See what's going on up here? No. I think I've about had it. I want to walk around and do some more stuff, but I don't want to be around any people. I want to find some dudes. What am I going to do? I do not know. Alright, so I'm trying to... Oh, I just got spooked. Thought I saw something moving under the shed, but it was just a leaf. I was looking at one of the entrances, one of the little holes that goes under this shed, and there's a leaf in front of it. And right as I was looking at it, the wind blew, and the leaf moved. And I thought, oh, it's a dude! No. False alarm. It is no dude. It is merely a leaf being blown about by the wind. Okay, so I'm back to my car. Yeah, including my car, there are now 4 cars here. We don't need that. Let's get out of here. I don't want to hang out with people. I want to do something fun. Okay, so in 3 seconds we're doing something else. 3, 2, 1. And we're back in the studio, having a good time. Still haven't seen any dudes. Oh wait, that's not true. When I was driving back home, I decided to take the long way. And I went out of my way and I drove through Irvington because I was thinking maybe I would see some turkeys. So I drove into Irvington via the back route. And the first thing I saw were cows. Yes, cows in town. These are city cows. Irvington, it's a funny place. Irvington is an old unincorporated town that used to be, you know, on the outskirts of Omaha, way out there, right? But Omaha eventually grew around Irvington and expanded the city limits and everything. So now Irvington is this bizarre little neighborhood on the north side of town, the northwest corner of town. Well, not corner, I guess. The city limits have been really expanded, but anyway. This is an old farming community, and so it got grandfathered in, and you can have livestock in Irvington, and people do. And there's cows right there. There was at least a dozen cows, and I was laughing because cows are funny to me. And sometimes you'll see horses and other animals, but I saw none. I was looking for turkeys, so I was driving along, you know, Irvington's main street, and I was driving through the little residential area where I usually find some turkeys, but I did not see any turkeys. However, I did see some turkey crossing signs that somebody put up. These are not official city signs, but they were, you know, a good attempt at such. Turkey crossing and little picture of a turkey. But I didn't see any turkeys. They promised me some turkeys crossing the road. Why do turkeys cross the road? Because they can, and they do. Just not today. So how much gasoline did I waste on that little side trip? Jeez, I don't know. I don't want to know. Oh no, I'm thinking about it. It's probably was 10 or 12 miles. Could it have been that far? Could I have driven 10 miles? Did I use up a half a gallon of gasoline just to drive through there? I probably did, but at least I saw some cows. Was it worth it?
Was it worth the, what, $1.10 it cost me to drive through there to see the cows? Yeah, I guess so. Of course it was worth it. I gotta make it worth it, because otherwise I wasted money. No, what I did was I went and I spent $1.10 to see some cows. Woohoo! And I saw them, and they were nice cows. So I'm happy about it, not angry. So now I'm just sitting here, and I'm not drinking tea today. I'm drinking a green powdered drink mix. You know, that extremely common drink mix that was invented right here in Nebraska. Oh yeah, it tastes so greeny. And when I got home, I looked out my kitchen window and I saw a male cardinal. So at least I'm seeing some of the birds that I thought I was going to see today. Hooray! I've got to drink some more of this yummy pre-packaged powdered drink mix in the green flavor. Ah, it's pretty tasty. Just what I needed right now. Oh, let's see what happens if we call the magic random number telephone line right now. Let's see what we get. Talk to me.
We have reached the drug screening phone line for Sunday, February 19th. If you have any questions regarding the following message, contact your compliance monitor. If there's a problem with this message, call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. If your assigned number is listed, provide a specimen at your collection site today. Please call your assigned testing site prior to your arrival and arrive with a full bladder. The numbers are 155, number 158, number 260, number 343, number 491. Thank you.
No, magic number lady. Thank you. Yay. And remember, to arrive with a full bladder. And now, let's call WWV. That'll be fun.
Complex Club with First Center, 36 North, 135 West, and Second Center, 43 North, 127 West. Within 180 nautical mile east and southeast quadrants of First Center, and within 300 nautical mile south and southwest quadrants of Second Center, winds to 40 knots, seas to 22 feet. Also from 30 north to 46 north, between 122 west and 159 west, winds to 30 knots, seas to 18 feet. End of message.
End of message, but we're going to hear some more talking anyway. I want to hear the magic announcement. When is it going to happen?
At the tone, 19 hours, 11 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
1911, Coordinated Universal Time. But it's not really 1911 in Radioland. In Radioland, it's, you know, more like 1958. UTC, which means it's time for me to say something like, you've been listening to the Dubious Full Bladder Committee, a show that airs every single freaking day at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. If it's another warm day, I'll be out looking for dudes. If it's not, I'll be sitting around the house doing nothing, being bored out of my brain. And that's it for me. I'm out of time. My name is Tobe. I will see you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.